Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is a very rainy Wednesday afternoon in the nation's capital, perhaps beyond, depending on where you are listening. And we thank you for doing such on the Team 980 all throughout the DMV, on your radio, and the Odyssey app, always live and free over there, also on demand. You can listen to any hour, any show, any day, any time, anywhere, any place. You know the deal. On the Odyssey app, just go to the Team 980, go to the Chris Russell Show, and away you go. AMAC on the other side of the glass. I just got done chatting it up with Mad Max and Linnell as they exit stage left. These two dopes were trying to get Sammy Silver, who does a great job covering the Capitals, to take a picture of me in a hard hat and a construction vest. And I kept saying, no. I said, I look terrible. I look awful. Don't do it. And she kept, no, you look like $1 million. She's so nice. She was probably lying, but she's like, no, you look like $1 million. Oh, God.
Probably.
So she sent it to Mad Max as he shows it to me on his cell phone. Is that for public display right now, or is that just on your phone? Damn it. All right. So here's the deal. Inside little radio stuff. The good people at Monumental Sports and Entertainment. My guy, Jim Van Stone, Chris Brown, who's in charge of communications, Anu. They all invited a bunch of us to a construction tour over at Capital One Arena. As you know, undergoing phase one, if you will, of... and it's multiple phases over multiple years of a massive renovation, and it was wild. It was wild to see. I was in that building 13 days ago for the Caps funeral, and it is a completely different looking event floor, let's put it that way, and bowl and structure, stuff that you probably don't care about. In a lot of ways, the stuff that you care about, fans, even premium fans, you aren't going to see that. Premium fans, you'll see it a little bit when you get back in late September, early October, for the Caps preseason. And maybe they might not even play any home preseason games just because of the construction to give them a little extra time. But eventually they'll have to play at home. I mean, they can only do so much, right? They know they have a limited time window to do a lot of the construction that they're doing. And they certainly will not be done. But you will probably see small hints, if you will. The big stuff that you will notice, most of you, when I say you, most of you, meaning the non-premium fans, you will probably notice most of the renovations, improvements, and changes over, say, the summer of 2026, when you come back in the fall of 2026, and beyond that. And it's supposed to be done by the fall of 2027. We'll see. But they have a pretty aggressive timeline, and they are building, baby. I mean, the whole event floor, and I put up a video of what the rink looks like. Well, obviously, no ice, but no boards. They took out all of, they took out everything. They just gutted the place. All the basketball nets, all the hockey goals, scoreboard, everything. Everything's out. And eventually, when the construction renovation is done in a couple of years, they're going to have a new scoreboard, too. They just put the current one in 2018, I think it was. Maybe it was 2019. I can't remember. And they're going to have a brand new scoreboard in a couple of years because there's a lifespan basically of about 10 years. So they figure it's close enough. When the arena is done with the renovations, again, essentially fall of 2027, they will have a new scoreboard. Or at least that's the plan right now, which I believe. They aren't really, again, cutting corners here. A lot of the things that they're doing, again, will be hard to notice to the naked eye or to the common fan's eye. And when I say common fan, I don't mean that as an insult. That's just the way I can distinguish between the premium buying, suite buying, more expensive experience, and the regular fan who, even if they're a season ticket holder, is a season ticket holder in the 200s or wherever, but they're not a premium club holder or ticket holder, if that makes sense. So when I say that, that's what I mean. But it was really cool to be in there and to get this tour and to see all the different models and all the different ways that it's going to look and the detail and the thought process that went behind it and is going behind it and the time crunch and how many employees they have, working, Clark Construction, and all that stuff. They have 400-plus people in there every day right now, and it's going to go up to 800 later on this summer, just working on renovating the building. And when they kept saying it was going to be a new building, I kept thinking, are we sure about that? It's the same building. Are we sure about that? But in essence, the way it was explained today, I'm now more closer to, oh, okay, I see what they're talking about. I mean, obviously, it's not an entirely new building. But it is going to be a new building, essentially, from the guts up. Like, they're going to have from, I think it's 11 elevators up to 24 elevators. I saw one of the elevator shafts being built that's going to take people into the new suites that they're building that I put, and I put a bunch of video and I put a bunch of things up on Twitter and X, at WrestleMania621 if you want to check that out. It's kind of hard to describe on the radio without you seeing some of the stuff that I took, and I still have more stuff that I've got to put up when I get more time, but I just had to make it over here from Capital One Arena because the tour went a little bit long. But thanks to Monumental, it was a fun morning. Got to see, again, a behind-the-scenes, not just a sneak peek, but a behind-the-scenes guttural look, if you will, of what the arena eventually will look like, what it looks like right now. I got a understanding of how the process is going. Again, it's a build from the bottom level up, from the event floor up, from the parking garage structure up. It was crazy. They said they had to pour so much new concrete on the event level that they had to engineer and support with new support for the parking garage because they poured so much concrete already onto the event floor level, right? So, like, you don't think about these things, but for those of you that go to Capital One Arena for concerts, for the Wizards, for the Capitals, for the Mystics, this is what goes into, like, everybody that screamed about the teams and Monumental and Ted going to Alexandria and wanting a new arena. Well, when you screamed about that, and Luis Lucas destroyed it, this is what happens. Now, they're happy to still be in D.C., but make no mistake about it. Retransforming a 25-plus-year-old building into essentially a new building is not easy to do, especially when you have the event schedule that they have. Now, they're not having events this year, or I should say this summer. Like tonight, the Mystics are hosting the Indiana Fever. And even though Caitlin Clark is not playing, this game would have been played at Capital One Arena because Caitlin Clark is such an attraction. They did that twice last year. They played the games at Capital One Arena. But tonight, she's not playing. The game is in Baltimore. They had to move the game from the ESA, or whatever the corporate name is now, I forget, First Care Center or whatever it is, to Baltimore to accommodate a larger crowd. Even though she's not playing, we didn't find that out until 2 days ago. But they cannot have any concerts, any Mystics, any events of any sort, basically from 2 weeks ago when the Caps were eliminated in, what, May 13th-ish or whatever the date was, until a minimum of September 20th. So count with me, boys and girls. That's 4 months plus, right? And that's one phase, one summer of work. They were already working behind the scenes while the Cap season and the Wizard season was still going on in terms of doing whatever pre-renovation they could and whatever pre-work they could. So it is going to be essentially a new arena. Now, again, they don't want you to think of it as essentially a new arena. They want you to think of it as a new arena. And that's fine. I mean, again, I say essentially because a lot of the guts are being changed and, quite honestly, gutted. But the entire arena isn't being built from scratch. One of the interesting things that I learned about today is, you guys remember in Gallery Place, like Bed Bath & Beyond, right? The big department store that was next to the arena. They have... They've taken over that building, meaning Monumental, and they have shifted a lot of their non-essential services, kitchen, security, employee lockers, all that stuff, to that building and to that area where Bed Bath & Beyond used to be, so that they can build the new suites, the new elevator that takes people up to those suites, and to do all of the, again, guttural renovation on the event floor level, because they explained, and it makes sense, you've got to start from the bottom and move up because you've got to make sure everything is fixed on the bottom as a foundation, if you will, even though it's not, again, a typical or traditional, or I should say new, completely new foundation like it was back in 1995. I also saw pictures of the construction of the current arena that I had never seen before. Just amazing to see what Chinatown looked like, what that area looked like before Capital One Arena was there. Yeah, it's just astonishing to see it under construction from brand new. So it was cool to see all that. Again, you can go at WrestleMania621. On X, and you can see some of the videos and some of the models and some of the things, and I have more to put up. I will do so as I can. But that's what I did this morning. So thanks to Monumental, JVS, Chris Brown, Anu, and everybody over at Monumental for hosting us. And the thing that kind of stunk is I only got to eat a delicious chicken biscuit, like a Southern style chicken biscuit, like one of those small little mini chicken. Oh, it was money. It was money. But they had so much good looking food there. I mean, they had fresh mozzarella. They're making in-house now. Fresh, like they had a fresh garden of herbs, so like all the basil and oregano and all that stuff. You like that. Artisan cheeses. They're gonna make their own, I think they said they're going to make their own sausages. I mean, just the food spread looked amazing. And your boy, Mr. Construction Hat, Mr. Yellow Construction Vest, had to leave. I had to leave it all behind to come be with you. That's the kind of guy I am. That's the kind of guy, when I think about it, I'm doing a public service. I didn't eat breakfast or lunch because I needed to be here for you. Otherwise, you guys would have been stuck with more Linnell.
You want to go back and get your food?
Would you cover for me?
No, I was going to see if Linnell could.
You, Max, and Brian going to do a show called The Three Stooges?
We can ask Brian to get on mic and talk about how stupid Cowboys fans are again. I think that would work well
for
our audience.
That would work. I mean, we have heard that a time or three over the last couple of days. And Max could tell you all about, I don't know, Alexei Protas's little brother. He could break that down for you. You know? And AMAC, you can tell the world how much you hate baseball. Just teasing. All right. So that was my morning. Again, go check out at WrestleMania621. I'm not sure if Lou will put up anything on the website, theteam980.com, or on Twitter. Hopefully they will. He will, whatever. So you can see it there. But you can go right now at WrestleMania621 and get a sneak peek of some of the things that I saw this morning and wanted to share with you guys about the new Capital One Arena. When we return, as we're just getting rocking and rolling here on this rainy Wednesday in the nation's capital and beyond. Oh no, here we go again. I'll tell you what I mean next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Really high. We're with Marshawn, I spoke about it at the end of the year, and he came into a tough situation, and he competed his ass off, his tail off, and he's the type of guy we want on the field, and we're really excited to have him in this offseason and build with him.
All right, that was Adam Peters and his little potty mouth. I'm just teasing. He competed his ass. His tail off. It's okay, Adam. We can say ass. I say it all the time. Ass. But he's such a nice guy. By the way, a belated happy birthday to AP. And a super happy birthday to our friend Richard Doc Walker today. And our pal Denton Day today. I think it was somebody else's birthday that I know. I got to look it up in my calendar because I can't remember. But anyway, happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday, everybody. Our guy Sean in Connecticut. I think it's his birthday today as well. So happy birthday to all, one and all. So that's Adam Peters on Marshawn Lattimore. And as you know, the Commanders have a OTA practice, phase three. They had to move it indoors because of the rain. The media is there. It's the only day this week that the media is allowed. So who knows exactly the whole story, because they weren't apparently given any details on this. But when they got into the bubble and the players were in there, multiple reports. I think John Kime was first. Ben Standig, Nicky Javala, et al. We're all there to note. There was no Marshawn Lattimore. But on top of that, there was no Laremy Tunsil. And on top of that, there was no Terry McLaurin. But as Ben Standig noted, Javon Kinlaw and Deebo Samuel. And I see a picture of Deebo Samuel. That they're there. There. So, is it, oh no, here we go again with, as this team turns the corner and turned the corner and now moves into from contender to championship potentially winner, whether that's the conference, whether that's the Super Bowl, and whether that's and quite honestly, it could be the division as well, because they didn't win that either. They won playoff games, but we know they didn't win the division, the conference, or the Super Bowl. As this team turns the corner, we all expected Terry McLaurin not to be there. Or at least those of us that pay attention to these things. He wasn't there 3 years ago. He missed all of the on-field OTAs. We talked about this throughout the years. We talked about it last week. He missed all of the on-field OTAs. He was not there. And then he got the contract extension in early July, and everything was fine. And Terry went back to being Terry. Jerron Payne, when he wanted the contract, Jerron Payne was out there. He was there. But Jerron Payne was only participating by memory in conditioning, loosening up, individual drill period, but not in team periods. As soon as the team went to team periods, he would shut it down and he would walk off. But he was there. So I give him credit for that, right? I'd love for all of the guys to participate. There is value in it. There's no guarantees attached to it, but there is value in it. Coaches find value in it. Evaluators find value in it. And, oh, by the way, players should find value in it. Unfortunately, some choose not to. I can't make them show up. The CBA is constructed in such a way that essentially if these guys want to take 5 months off a year, they can. Now, I wouldn't suggest that. I wouldn't advise that. Obviously, I don't think any of them are doing just that. But they're choosing to work out in their own gym with their own trainer, their own location, their own spot, stay at home, not come to Ashburn, whatever they're doing. Whether it's to protect themselves from injury, whether it's to get a new contract, whether it's both, whether it's just because it's voluntary as opposed to mandatory, whatever the case might be. And oh, by the way, Terry, 3 years ago, didn't even show up for the mandatory. It wasn't just the voluntary. He didn't show up for the mandatory either and still got his contract. So, circling the wagons here. This team was in the NFC Championship game just a couple months ago. How do I know that? I was there. I know they lost. I know they lost by a larger score than the game actually told the story of, but that's neither here nor there. They lost. I know they made improvements over the offseason. Two guys that they signed or traded for, Kinlaw and Deebo Samuel, are finding value in showing up for non-mandatory OTAs with their new team, trying to learn a new system, trying to practice and develop cohesion with their teammates. Two guys that are brand new to the Washington Commanders. One guy who's looking for a new contract, who did this 3 years ago, and then got the new contract, and who had a monster year last year, is choosing to do it basically the same way. I don't know why, but there's a difference for me, and I would presume there's a difference for you, but I don't know. For Terry McLaurin, I'm not upset. I'm not bothered by it. Am I slightly alarmed, slightly concerned? Yeah. Only because, you know, I know he deserves a new contract. But I'm not really worried about Terry McLaurin. I know Terry McLaurin. I know what kind of warrior he is. I know what kind of badass he is. I know what kind of competitor he is. I know he's got burgundy and gold running through his bleeping veins. I'm not worried. Slightly alarmed, maybe, just because they got to get a new contract and there probably is a difference in value. Maybe one side says 30 and one side says 34 and they've got to figure out a way in between. Not worried really at all about Terry McLaurin. But to say that I'm not alarmed, strongly alarmed, if not concerned / worried about two guys that are quite honestly going to be in the crosshairs this year, one completely brand new, but with not the best reputation in Laremy Tunsil, and one who got here half of way through last year and basically could barely stay on the field. And when he was on the field, not every game, but when he was on the field against premier elite wide receivers, he struggled significantly. And I'm sorry, Laremy Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore not being there for OTAs to start with the media there, that worries me. Some of you are going to poo-poo it and say, nothing to see here. You're just being negative. You're just doing what you always do. Incorrect. Incorrect. If 87 other guys find a way to be there, is it asking that much for Laremy Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore to be there? Is it asking too much? It's the same problem that we've had over and over and over again in the NFL and in this organization. We had it with Deshaun. We had it with Trent Williams. We had it with this. We had it with that. You know, the quarterbacks never skip out. No matter who the quarterback has been, good, bad, ugly, in between. You guys all hated Kirk Cousins. He was there with bells on every practice. Now, he's not there for the Atlanta Falcons. A different story. He was there last year, even with a blown Achilles. I'm not wrong for wanting Laremy Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore to be there. Am I going to punish them? No, I can't. Am I going to suspend them? No, I can't. Are we going to talk about it? Yes, we can, and we damn it will. Your reaction. Are you worried at all? Scale of 1 to 10, let's call it. No Terry, no Tunsil, no Lattimore. First day media is available to attend Commanders OTAs. 301-230-0980 after a trending alert, and away we go with that. All right, so again, the Commanders are on the practice field inside the bubble in Ashburn. And as we mentioned, no Terry McLaurin, no Laremy Tunsil, no Marshawn Lattimore. Per multiple media reports, we'll continue to talk about that and much more coming up here on the Team 980. Meanwhile, from baseball tonight, the Nationals try and get it back in the winning direction after losing two in a row, including last night's whitewashing of the two by the Seattle Mariners. First pitch 9:40 tonight at T-Mobile Park in Seattle, where last night again they took one on the chin. The only positive really last night was James Wood with a bomb. Trevor Williams has struggled, and he takes his 2-5 record with a 6.39 ERA against Cal Raleigh, who had a couple of home runs last night and has 19 overall on the year for the Mariners. Again, 9:40 the first pitch, 106.7 the Fan, and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, it's game 5 of the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals back in Raleigh. The Florida Panthers looking to advance to their second straight Stanley Cup Final, and they are up 3-1. Face off in that one, 8 o'clock, and the Oklahoma City Thunder are back home, and they look to eliminate the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 5 of the NBA's Western Finals, 8:30, the tip in that one, and that's what's trending.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the best competitors I've gone against as a coach, just seeing him twice a year there in Arizona. I was always so impressed with how Kyle utilized him and did different things with him. And he's a football player through and through. Even being out here at OTAs, just you get him on the field and he's got a natural feel for things as he's figuring this offense out. But couldn't be more thrilled, having seen it up close and personal for those years, to actually get to work with him. He's, like I said, he's a great football player.
Oh, that is Cliff Kingsbury, who's still with the Washington Commandalorians, eh? That was this morning before OTA practice, about Deebo Samuel. You heard what he said about being able to see him when he was the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals twice a year, right? And knowing what system he comes from and what Kyle Shanahan and others were able to do with him, so on and so forth. But you also notice how Cliff answered the question. You're seeing him out here doing what we do, working with him, seeing him on our team. And I'm paraphrasing. Essentially, I'm getting the point across. You can't do that if you don't show up. If you don't come to practice. If you don't come for voluntary work. So Deebo Samuel's out there. Javon Kinlaw's out there. A bunch of other players, 85, are out there. But Terry McLaurin isn't. Laremy Tunzel isn't. Marshawn Lattimore isn't. Big deal, no big deal? Do you separate the three like I do? I don't think it's a big deal for Terry. I'm comfortable with the man that Terry is, with what he did 3 years ago, with everything that Terry's about. I know what this is about. And I strongly believe it'll get done. And I think everybody believes it'll get done. What the final price is, don't know. 32, 33, 30, we don't know. But I feel comfortable with Terry. Terry is not a hot dog, a showboat, a me-first kind of guy. But that's the reputation on Laremy Tunsil. Me-first. Fair or unfair, the people in Houston that covered him and that talk about him to the media labeled him as essentially, not all the time, a me-first guy. Popular with his teammates, but not a leader and a me-first guy. And also a guy looking for one final big deal. Contract. That worries me. I got to be honest with you. Maybe he'll be there for the absolute mandatory part, but maybe he won't. Don't know. But it worries me. It concerns me. Terry, slightly alarmed just because got to get a contract. Not alarmed that Terry's, you know, doing anything wrong or anything poisonous or anything super selfish. He's protecting himself and his interests. I understand that. Maybe Laremy Tunsil is doing the same. Maybe Marshawn Lattimore is doing the same. I don't know why he would, but maybe. Maybe. But are you concerned? In any sort of way, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to you on the phones and get your opinion on this. Let's start with Anthony in D.C. What up, Ant? How are you?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the call.
So which one are you today? Are you Archie or are you the meathead?
Well, I would guess you would probably think I'm the meathead, but I am. Am I Archie because I'm crabby and old school and old fashioned? Right? Is that why I would be Archie, or am I missing something here?
No, that's it. That's it.
So let me ask you this before you continue. You think I'm being crabby?
Okay.
You think I'm being negative, crabby? You think I'm being over the top? Be honest. You can tell me.
No,
I'm not going to hang up.
That's not just based on this conversation. That's just overall in general.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen. I'll freely admit, and as I've regularly admitted, I'm a glass half empty guy more than I am a glass half full guy. And maybe I'm a glass three quarters empty guy. I don't know. Sometimes some things I am, but I mean, everybody thinks I just do it to be negative or to piss you guys off. I am as real as I can be. okay? Like, ask the people that know me in my life. I am a worrier. I am more negative than I probably need to be. That doesn't mean I'm negative all the time. That doesn't mean I complain all the time. But what gets noticed and what gets picked apart in the public sphere, the people that think they know me but don't really know me, is he's negative all the time. He's rooting for us to lose. He hates us. He wants us to be horrible. And none of that is true. None of that is true. Just because I'm not always roses and sunshine? You see where I'm getting at?
Yeah, but you do understand that this is tongue-in-cheek, right?
That your criticism of me? Or me?
No, the Archie the Meathead thing.
Yeah.
With you and Linnell was tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, I didn't realize you were okay, I got lost on the Linnell comparison and whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, everybody's a little bit different, right? Anyway, let's get past this. Are you worried at all about any of these three guys missing OTAs?
So I'll tell you the same thing that I told Linnell during Kevin's show. What part of voluntary do people do not understand?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Okay. So I'm not going to be totally dismissive and say there's no intrinsic value in OTAs.
Mm-hmm.
But OTAs is nowhere near as important as mandatory training camp.
I would agree with that.
So
I would agree it's a level below that. But let me just play devil's advocate, okay? All right, so I'm expected to do, and I can only speak for myself, I'm expected to do a show from 1 to 4 every day, right? That's what I do. I'm not under a contract or anything like that, but that's my job, okay? Get a full-time salary, benefits, what have you. I come into work. My boss wants me to be in studio. I'm in studio, you know, with rare exception. But I never, ever have to go to games of any sort. I never have to go to a tour like I did this morning. I am never told you have to do this, other than you have to be on the air at 1 and you get off at 4. And, you know, there's certain things within the show that I have to do. But that's it. All of that other stuff I do voluntarily. Why? Because A, I want to in some cases. B, it makes me better at my job. So if you're asking me, who am I going to side with? Javon Kinlaw, Deebo Samuel's approach, or Laremy Tunsil, and maybe even Marshawn Lattimore? Now, Lattimore might be an injury. We don't know because he's always injured. But maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Hopefully we'll find out more from Dan Quinn after practice. But the bottom line is, he's not there. I think, again, Terry, I can put into a different category. Maybe that's fair, maybe that's unfair, but I feel I can. And you guys can tell me I'm right or wrong for that. But my point is, I have a different approach that Javon Kinlaw apparently has, that Deebo Samuel apparently has. And I appreciate them for having that approach. And I'm just signaling them out because they're new, okay? Some of you might have the approach of, hey, man, it's voluntary. They don't have to do it. They don't have to be there. They can work out on their own. They can accomplish other things. Okay, I disagree with that. It doesn't make them terrible people, but it's not the kind of people that I want to associate necessarily with.
Well, see, I don't categorize any of them, not just here, but across the league.
Mm-hmm. But what are we supposed to do? What, you know, Anthony, let me be honest with you. I get what you're saying, right? Like we said yesterday on the show, Kirk Cousins out of Falcons camp. Does that mean Kirk Cousins a bad guy? No, of course not. The running back in Buffalo, James, what the hell's his name? Why am I forgetting his name? You know who I'm talking about. He's out of camp looking for a new contract, right?
James Cook.
Yeah, James Cook. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean they're bad guys. It doesn't mean they're bad teammates. But I think there's so much more to be gained than there is to be lost that I don't quite get that mentality. That makes me. But you could be different.
That all can be true. But on the flip side, until you remove that word voluntary, everybody has the option to do what they feel they need or want to do.
I understand.
So this is, and I'm not one of those media conspiracy guys out there like that, but this is the one time where it's true that this is a media-driven narrative. The team doesn't put out a press release saying such and such didn't participate in OTA.
Correct.
This is all media driven, and
that's fair. But let me ask you this: right, yesterday the media wasn't allowed out there. Did we get those reports? No. When the media is there, okay. When you say it's media driven, yes, it comes from the media because the team doesn't issue reports and updates, but that's because the media is granted access. Yesterday or Monday, we didn't have these reports, right? So we don't know if those guys were there or not. But today, they're there. That. So what is the media supposed to do?
Yeah, but the point is, in the grand scheme of things, it's a non-story.
Grand scheme of things, Chris, you're probably correct.
Chris, you have the right to go report on the games if you want to, but you don't have to. So you choose to do that. Another player on the team, they want to show up. Another player doesn't show up.
Okay.
I want to see the day when the whole entire league says to hell with voluntary OTA.
Well, let's have them unify themselves for the first time in forever, and let's do that. And then we'll get a settlement. Either there'll be no off-season program, or it'll become fully mandatory, and they'll be subject to fine. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate the phone call. He's allowed to disagree with me, right? And he did it respectfully. Fine. Totally good with that. We disagree. We are on different perspectives. I think they should be there. I've always thought they should be there. I'm sorry. I take the Ryan Kerrigan quarterback approach that I am going to get something from being there. Yes, you are risking injury. Correct. You're also risking injury driving a car or water gliding or whatever the hell you people do or playing basketball. So I separate that. But I would like them to be there. The coaches would like them to be there. The general manager would like them to be there. The only people that don't want them to be there is agents and the players, some of the players themselves, a select handful of players who figure that's my only chance to make a point, to use the media to send a message. It's not completely media driven. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, more calls straight ahead. Stay with us. All right, good to have you with us on the Team 980. Right back to the calls so we can get at least one in here before the top of the hour. Let's get to Ian in Vienna. He joins us right here on the Team 980. Hello, Ian. How are you? Okay, we'll put him back on hold. AMAC, maybe check in with him and see if he's still there. Let's get to Jumbo on the Eastern Shore. What up, Jumbo? How are you?
Hey, Chris. Doing well, and you?
I am doing fine. How are you?
First of all, this debate, this is no surprise that they didn't show up. I think four of the most selfish players in the history of the NFL. We all know Deebo Samuel is playing for a contract. If they were interested in winning a title, helping win a title, they would show up.
Oh, no. Deebo is there. Deebo is there. I mentioned Deebo and Javon Kinlaw are there. Lattimore, McLaurin, and Tunsil are not there.
Well, once again, we'll add McLaurin to it. Three of the most selfish players in the history of football. McLaurin, I'm so sick of hearing about a contract when they still have a year left, making plenty of money. I've started hearing that's the way it is in the NFL now. The hell with all that. Get there. If Larry Tunsil, he's a walking big ton of nothing. Just wait. We'll see how great Adam Peters is after this year. I say he takes a step back into the greatness category.
All right, Jumbo. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. Jumbo coming in. He's sick and tired. Listen, I don't like it either. I wish players would just like play out their contract, and some have to. But when Terry McLaurin scores 15 touchdowns or whatever the hell it was last year, he's got the leverage. They know it. He knows it. We all know it. I was chirping about that late in the regular season last year. I was the first one. They got to get a new deal for Terry. That's offseason priority number one. It didn't work out that way, but it was a top priority. I was trying to get them to take care of it before Jamar Chase's contract went in, before T. Higgins' contract went in, before other contracts went in, specific to wide receiver. Didn't happen. He's kind of got them by the old oysters, by the dangling ones. We'll come back and get more of your calls. I think Ian and Vienna is back with us, Mark and Largo. We'll get them right after 2 o'clock. We'll get AMAC's point of view on this. We'll continue. Then we will get into something about Marshawn Lattimore that is not related necessarily to him not being at OTAs, but him related to some of the issues and problems that they have to deal with. We will do that. Little Nats later on, NBA playoffs, maybe a little Stanley Cup and everything in between. Still to come on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.